Good day, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast, episode 37, season 2. I'm your host, Pete Costanis, and I hope that you're going to enjoy today's episode. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So this program is brought to you by Schlitz Beer. And here is a commercial from the 1960s. Enjoy.
There is just one Schlitz, yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Get light with a big taste too. There's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer, Schlitz.
Alrighty, we are back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial of Schlitz beer. That's one subject I will talk about during this episode. And the other subject today will be about Richard Donner, the famous director. He passed away yesterday on July 5th, 2021. I will talk about his career and a couple of memories about him, of his movies. So first off, we'll talk about Schlitz beer. That beer was very memorable in the old days. The other one was Meisterbrau and Drury's. I'll talk about those two beers on later episodes in more detail, so that should be fun as well. For Schlitz beer, I'm going to start in the beginning, how it was found, how the company was founded. And it was called the Joseph Schlitz Brewery Company. I can't even say his name. Ooh, terrible. And that was founded in 1849 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a long time ago. And originally, it was not owned by Joseph Schlitz. It was owned by a man named August Krug. And then, but the ownership was passed to Joseph Schlitz when he married August Krug's widow, and that was in 1858. And he also brought Schlitz also bought the Stroh's Brewery Company, Stroh's Beer. They don't make that anymore, so I remember that one as well. And now it's owned by Pabst Brewing Company. So I'll go in a little more detail as I go along. So starting in the beginning a little bit. Schlitz was a bookkeeper in a tavern brewery owned by August Krug. And then Krug's nephew, his name is August Uhlein, he began employment at the brewery. So that's how they started the company. And let's see what else. So it started to take the popularity started to take off. You know, that brand was very well known at the time. There was advertisements, and then there were newspaper ads, and then on radio, and then television. And when my parents got married and my mother came to America in 1962, that was the first beer she saw, American beer, that is Schlitz. She remembered that. She also remembered Miller and Pabst, and there was another one, Blatt's beer, and she remembered those, and of course Meisterbrau. So it was very, very presentable, very prominent in the Chicagoland area, and then they had them everywhere. They had them at liquor stores, grocery stores. You can go to a neighborhood tavern, a bar. You will see the famous signs there, you know, hanging outside the bars, you know. And let's see. So Let's see what else. So I wanted to see what happened. So it was a very popular beer until the early 1970s that the formula was changed and it never recovered, which I don't know who decided that. To me, that was a very dumb idea, very dumb decision. And they did tested it and retested it, but the public didn't like it. They hated it. They disliked it intensely. They wanted back, they wanted the old recipe back, and it declined. And which is a shame. And let's see. So that went out of business not very quickly, but slowly but surely. And they did bring it back. I don't know if it's the original formula. I don't know if it's the original taste. I have no idea because for me, I never tasted it. I think I did once, but I don't think it was the original formula. It's probably the changed one. So I don't know. I wish I did, but I was too young to drink it. And there were other products introduced during the during when Schlitz beer was in business. There was of course Schlitz Light. Every beer marketed had a light beer. I think the first one was light beer that was from Meisterbrau, and it was Meisterbrau Light. And there was also Schlitz Dark and Schlitz Malt Liquor, and that one was very popular due to the fact that it had the commercials where there was a running bull in the commercial at the end. So when every so a couple of people or people were in a store or at a bar or a home, when they started drinking the Schlitz malt liquor beer, all of a sudden it would start shaking the house or where they were staying. And then here comes, and then the bull comes crashing into the wall or a window. I think it's hilarious. I love that. And they played those commercials, I think I remember in the late 70s and early 80s. So mostly, I remember they used to show that during Saturday Night Live. And of course, during sports telecasts. And so that's interesting. Another thing about Schlitz Light, I remember the actor James Coburn, and he was a spokesman for that. He did commercials, and I remember like one commercial he would he was it was set in the Old West. He walked in as a cowboy, and when he entered the doors, everyone just looked at him, and there was a complete silence. And then he would approach the bar, and said to the barkeep, "Schlitz Light." So, he was a wonderful actor. I loved him. My favorite movie for about him was In Flight, In Like Flint. He was a great man, great actor. And the slogans of Schlitz beer, I will read them off. So maybe this will refresh your memory. This was very interesting. I like that. So the slogans were, of course, "The beer that made Milwaukee famous." That's a very famous one. That stuck out for years, years. "And when you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer," which I played in the commercial. That's another one. And "Real Gusto." I remember that as well. And then "Just Kiss the Hops," "Move Up to Schlitz," and "The Greatest Name in Beer." But the first one I mentioned, "The beer that made Milwaukee famous," and the second one, "When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer," those were very memorable. So that was fun. That was nice. Anyway, so now let's see. The funny thing about it, on the TV show Laverne and Shirley, they worked at a brewery, and it was called Schatz Brewery, and I think it was partly it was from like Schlitz, it's like they call it a comic allusion to that, so that was funny. And on the TV series, excuse me, Mad Men, Schlitz beer was frequently mentioned, so. It was a great beer. still is. I don't know. I haven't seen it in Chicago, and not in liquor stores or any stores. I've not seen it. So hopefully it will come back to popularity. Keep your fingers crossed. Okay. All right. That's all for Schlitz. And now right now I'll be talking about the director, Richard Donner. And I mentioned before in the beginning of the program, he passed away July 5th, which was yesterday in 2021. He was a wonderful director, wonderful producer and comic book writer. And, he's well known for movies as the 1978 movie Superman, the star Christopher Reeve, and he directed The Goonies, Scrooged, and the Lethal Weapon movies, which he also produced movies Free Willy and the X-Men. So I will read off his credits in a moment, but right now here is a TV trailer from the movie Superman in 1978 that aired on television, of course. So here it is.
From a doomed planet in a distant galaxy to a fantastic underground hideaway, from the fortress of solitude to the bustling city room of the Daily Planet, look up on the screen. It's Superman. Superman, the movie, rated PG. Now playing. Check newspapers for local listing.
Okay, I'm back. I'm glad you enjoyed the trailer for the 1978 movie Superman, that directed by Richard Donner. I'll talk a little bit more about his career. And here we go. So, let's see. His name... he was born Richard Donald Swartzberg in the Bronx, New York. And he wanted to be an actor, and he did a little acting. So according to his biography, let's see what we got. I want to mention he directed a lot of movies, you know, and produced a lot of movies. So let's see. So he did some acting. And the funny thing is he acted in he did a few TV spots. I'll mention just one that a lot of people remember. He was in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and he played a drunk. And that was, so if you have the show on DVD or you happen to catch the episode on TV, the episode is called Gioco Piano Affair. He is in there. I have to check the DVD, which I have, and try to seek them. So, you know, and that was quite interesting. So he did acted in the movies he directed, Superman, Superman II. He was in Tales from the Crypt. He was in a movie, the 1994 movie Maverick that was from the James Garner TV show. He played a dealer. And just a couple more. So that's great. So, okay. So let's see here. His first movie, which he directed, was called X-15. That was released in 1961, and it starred Charles Bronson and Mary Tyler Moore. And I think it was during, probably filmed before she started the Dick Van Dyke Show. And about 7 years later, he directed Salt and Pepper that starred Sammy Davis Jr. and Peter Lawford. You know, they showed this movie once a long time ago on Channel 66. I wish I've seen it, but if I happen to find it on TCM, Turner Classic Movies, I'll record it. I'll watch it because I love those guys, you know, the Rat Pack. They were part of the Rat Pack, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. and Peter Lawford. Now, his breakthrough film was The Omen. And, you know, I saw that. It's a good movie, very scary, you know, at the time. It was released in 1976. I remember a lot of people went to see the movie in Fort City Cinema when it came out. And it was, it starred Gregory Peck and Lee Remick. And it's still a classic hit. Classic horror hit. And then next movie he directed was Superman the movie, which I saw it when it was first released at Fort City Cinema in Chicago. I went with my brother, little brother at the time. He was about, how old was he? 11 years old, 11 or 12 years old. And then we went together, and it was great. It was phenomenal. I loved the movie. Christopher Reeve played the role beautifully. It was perfect. And Lex Luthor, Gene Hackman played Lex Luthor. He was a good Luthor. I liked him. So, and then then he directed Superman 2. There was like a controversy, and he had a Richard Donner had a difficult relationship with the producers, Alexander Salkin and his brother, and the producer of the movie. So there was back and forth, and then it was a great movie, but then Richard Donner left or got fired, and then but they released the movie that Richard Donner directed, and it was called Superman II: The Richard Donner Cut. I have it on DVD, so I'd like to see it again, and we'll see. And then Marlon Brando, who played Superman's father Jor-El, is in the movie. He wasn't in the movie that I saw in the theater, but he was his scenes were restored, so that's great about that. Okay, and then now I'll talk about his television work and as a director. And I'm not going to read all the credits. I just read what TV series you are familiar with. So here we go. He directed Wanted Dead or Alive. He directed 6 episodes, which starred Steve McQueen. Great, great show. 1 episode of Route 66. Okay. He directed 7 episodes of The Rifleman, 5 episodes of Have Gone With Travel. Let's see. The Twilight Zone. He directed 6 episodes, and the most famous one was Nightmare at 20,000 Feet that starred William Shatner, and that is the most, that is the classic. I love that episode. And let's see what else. He directed The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I mentioned that. He had a bit part in that, 4 episodes. Believe it or not, he directed Gilligan's Island. He really did. And Perry Mason, 3 episodes. 12 O'Clock High, 4 episodes. Get Smart, 2 episodes. He did The Fugitive, 2 episodes. Wild Wild West, 3 episodes. That's wonderful. And 4 episodes he directed was The Banana Splits. He directed the segment Danger Island. Do you remember the show? Oh, with Chango. I love that part. It's hilarious. So I was surprised about that. When I first watched Banana Splits, I had no idea he directed that. Let's see what else. 4 episodes of Cannon that starred William Conrad. Streets of San Francisco, 2 episodes that starred Carl Malden and Michael Douglas. And in 3 episodes of Kojak starred Telly Savalas. And the last TV show he directed was Tales from the Crypt. He directed that, and he did star in the show. Okay, and then let's see what other movies he did. Like I mentioned, I mentioned The Omen, Superman, The Toy that starred Richard Pryor and Jackie Gleason. He also directed Lady Hawk. Remember that? The Goonies. People love The Goonies. I saw it once on TV. I wish I'd seen it in the theater, but I got to watch it again. I heard it's wonderful. Lethal Weapon. People love those movies. Love the movies of Lethal Weapon with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. I've seen the first one, not the second or third. Maybe I'll come around to it. And he directed Maverick, which I mentioned before. From the James Garner TV series. That was a good movie. I liked that. That was very good. And other ones, Conspiracy Theory, Timeline. And the last movie he directed was called 16 Blocks, and that came out in 2006. So that's good. And he did direct some music videos from Sting, and also the theme song from The Goonies, which sang by Cyndi Lauper. He directed that. So that's. Oh, he also directed Inside Moose that came out in 1980. I like that movie. That was great. And he did direct one TV movie, and it's called Sarah T, Portrait of a Teenage Alcoholic. It came out in 1975. I remember watching this, and I'm trying to find out who starred in it. I think it was Linda Blair. Yeah, Linda Blair. And Larry Hagman played her father. And Mark Hamill was in that movie. So I think it's on YouTube. You could find it if you could try. I'm going to try myself to find that. So that would be great. Okay, and let's see what else about Richard Donner. He also wrote comic books. He was a comic book writer. And let's see. And him and a comic book writer named Jeff Johns collaborated stories about Superman. And they wrote a story for Action Comics that starts Superman, and that was issue 1000. That was a milestone, and that was released in 2018. So that was interesting. So, like I said before, he was a great director, directed wonderful movies. And I'm trying to remember, did he record the Twilight Zone, the movie, I don't think he was in it. I don't think he directed it, because I'm looking up. And no, I don't think so. I don't think it was. So, but they remade the episode, Nightmare at 20,000 Feet, in the 1983 movie of the Twilight Zone. And it wasn't William Shatner, it was John Lithgow. Now, that segment of that movie was wonderful. I liked that movie. But the rest of the movie, it was okay. But, you know, but Twilight Zone is a classic. It's a classic TV show. I'll talk about that in a future episode. Okay. Enough rambling for me about Richard Donner, because I enjoyed it, and I hope it made sense to you and everyone else that's listening. So that'll be all for today, and I'm glad you can join me. This is episode 37, season 2 of Vanishing Algorithm Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis, and I hope you can join me on my next episode, hopefully this weekend. And we'll have a couple of surprises. Just tune in. So have a wonderful day, everybody, and bye-bye for now for me. And here's bye-bye for now from Ray Raynard. So take it away, Ray.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.